It is the Joe and Alex Show, and tonight is the season finale of Bachelor in Paradise at 8 p.m. Finally, this will be over, so my wife will actually like come back and start talking to me. I haven't talked to her in like years. It's on ABC, and we're talking to Indiana native, whoop, whoop,
woohoo,
Jenna Cooper, who's a fan favorite on Bachelor in Paradise this season. She was also on the Ari season of The Bachelor.
That's right. And Jenna, we've seen you hit it off with Jordan Kimball this season. Did you know before watching the show that you make little noises when you kiss?
No. It's crazy the things you can find out from yourself when you watch the cameras on you every second, such as how you brush your tongue.
Like, nobody ever told you?
No, not one person. And I'm wondering if I've done it before. Maybe it's a new thing that he inspired.
So none of your ex-boyfriends reached out to you like, oh yeah, I saw Bachelor in Paradise and you totally make those noises?
No.
Now, we obviously won't find out until tonight if you and Jordan get engaged or not, but can I just say, we love you guys together, and he's kind of wackadoo, but I feel like you're into that.
Yeah, I very much am into that. I feel like I'm just the same, so it's fine. We're weird in different ways, and it kind of works.
Yeah, I like how he fights for you.
I know. I think that was actually the best, most endearing quality about him, you know? Like, people have a lot of opinions about him, but I could see a lot of the good.
It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. We're talking to Jenna Cooper, who's going to be on the season finale tonight of Bachelor in Paradise. Now, listen, I'm a skeptic, and that's for a lot of things. I'm like, wait, is that real? Is that fake? Was Jordan picking up a giant stuffed animal from another guy that he gave you and throwing it into the ocean? Was that real or staged? Because a lot of people think that stuff is fake.
Right. Okay. And I can say I don't know 100%. But no, I mean, there was no fake feelings that night that I know of. I was not expecting that. Like, clearly, I mean, I feel like I would have acted better if it was staged because my face was like, what? Like, what is happening? People carry out different actions based on their level of anger or jealousy or whatever he was feeling at that point. But it was hilarious. That was probably one of the most memorable things I know of that's come out on Bachelor in Paradise. That's one way to show how you feel.
100%. Did you go into this season of Bachelor in Paradise like wanting to meet him specifically, or did he come as a total surprise to you?
Well, meeting him was definitely a surprise the way that I felt pretty quickly, but I did want to meet him. I did. I was just intrigued, but I didn't hardly know anything about him. People think we had met before, and we never had. I had never even seen him in person. I just thought, oh, he looks like a fun person. Kind of dramatic. You know, from I saw a couple episodes of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette before I went on. I was like, okay, I need to meet this guy.
Who is your favorite couple besides you guys, obviously, on the show? I can tell you that I absolutely hate Leo. I'm so glad that he was kicked off. That was a nightmare. Kendall, I'm so sorry. I love her, but she is an idiot. I am Team Grocery Joe all the way. I'm obsessed with him. And her going to talk to him was just nuts. So surely you weren't a fan of Leo and Kendall.
No, you're right. I mean, I think all of America is Team Grocery Store Joe. I can't fault Kendall because I also strayed a little bit. But I absolutely love Joe and Kendall together, and I love Kevin Ashley together. And honestly, the couple, they're just so sweet. It's so cute to see it. And some people you don't really expect.
It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. We're talking to Jenna Cooper, going to be on tonight's season finale of Bachelor in Paradise. It's at 8 p.m. on ABC. Now, you mentioned you watched a couple of seasons of it before you went on. I'm wondering, too, what's something that people would be surprised to know about the show?
People think that you're going to go on there and it's going to be this great fun. Everybody's going to have attractions like instantly. And, you know, it's pretty exhausting to be outside of your normal, you know, relationships and perceptions. And you go there and it's hot and you're hungry and tired and your emotions are just extremely heightened. And not everybody finds someone.
There's not air conditioning in those rooms, is there?
No.
No way in hell I'm staying if I don't have AC. That is not paradise. That's Bachelor in Hell.
Come on, not for a little bit of love. You wouldn't make that sacrifice.
No, because if I was single, Joe, you don't know me here, Jenna, but I'm like a 350, 400-pound guy, and if we're going to go start making out, doing something, I'm going to have like that forehead sweat dripping down on you. You don't want that.
Hey, you know what? I will say that we all kind of stunk. We were all a little kind of sweaty and stinky. So
okay.
It's not cute.
Wow. Alex is getting really excited now. She wants to go try out for it. Here's my question for you. You live in North Carolina, right?
Yes.
Okay, be careful. I think the hurricane Florence might be coming through there in the next couple of days. But you grew up in Indiana, is that right?
I did. Born in Indianapolis. I lived in a tiny little town called Van Buren for a few years. And then for the most part, I grew up in Upland, Indiana.
Yeah, you actually went to high school with one of my friends, Britt Wilt.
Does she still have really long hair?
Yep, she still has super, super long hair, and she's married. And we both go to the same church, which reminds me, you're really open about your faith and everything. I mean, was that important to you with talking to Jordan on the show? Like, I know that they're not airing that, but did you have conversations with him about faith?
Yes, I did. I actually love that you asked that. I definitely did. And I mean, we've had more, like, there's probably like maybe 5 conversations we had that weren't shown. But yeah, because it is important to me, and everything he said was great. He's like, you know, it's a big part of my life. I talk to God every day. And it's interesting because I had also had a conversation with Benoit.
You did?
About it. That wasn't shown. Yep. And he was like, oh, you know, that's not really my thing. And I was just like, okay, cool. Nice meeting you. You know, so it was very interesting.
I actually totally forgot about the Benoit thing. So Benoit came in and you were so confused and torn between Jordan and him. But, you know, as a viewer watching him also on Winter Games, it seems like he immediately starts saying that he is super into people because he immediately was like, oh my gosh, I could see my life with Jenna. I can't do his accent, but he was like, has this like Canadian French accent. He was like saying, I could see my life with Jenna. And then he was like, oh, now I can see my life with Chelsea. And then was like crying when he got kicked off. And
right.
I mean, to me, that doesn't seem authentic. It's like Jordan, it might be crazy, but I really feel like he is truly crazy for you, where I feel like Benoit is just crazy about anybody because I think he just wants to be on the show.
I want to see Jenna. Can you do Benoit's accent? Let's hear it.
How about this one? It was from one of his interviews. I hate that guy.
That's pretty good, Jenna.
It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. We're talking to Jenna Cooper, going to be on the season finale tonight of Bachelor in Paradise at 8 p.m. on ABC. We mentioned how you are an Indiana native, actually grew up in Indianapolis. Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of Joppa?
No.
Okay, I had to ask. It's a random question. Alex and I originally are from different spots in the country, but when we came here to Indianapolis, people brought up Joppa as a scary ass place.
It's like this tiny, what? Tiny town that's barely even on a map, right outside Indy, and people say that it's so haunted that there are these guys that drive these trucks that will drive you out of the city.
They'll
to
chase you
out. That they're so protective and weird over. There's like supposedly this demonic church. It's a crazy, crazy story behind it, but you've never heard of it.
What? No, and now I'm so interested.
Are you into scary stuff?
Yeah.
Me too.
All right. Next time you're back in Indy, let's get together, Joan Alex Show and Jenna Cooper, and we'll go to Joppa together. We may not make it out, though, so have everything in order, okay?
ABC will pick that up, won't
absolutely.
They, Jenna? Ghost hunting with Jenna Cooper?
Right? Oh, that would be amazing.
What do you miss most about Indiana?
I think I just miss how everybody's not really running around to get anywhere. Everybody's just kind of moseying along. Now, this is my small town. It might be bigger in Indianapolis, but they're just, you know, the goals on my checklist today are I'm going to go get a polar pop, and then I'm going to find my couch, and I'm going to watch my show. And it's just like so chill. And I'm like, oh, they're so cute.
That sounds like us.
That's so accurate. The polar pop is hilarious. So it was just announced that Colton Underwood, who is also born in Indianapolis and named after the Colts, is going to be the next Bachelor. And I have to be honest with you, Jenna, I am 0% excited about him. I feel like he's got no idea.
Zero?
I know. I feel like he has no idea what he wants. I feel like he's just a total player and he plays games with girls. I mean, do you think that he is ready to be the Bachelor?
I mean, I've only had like a few conversations with him, but from what I've got to know, I think he is so ready for love. I think he wants it. I think he's being a little picky, but I think that's understandable because I'm actually kind of the same way. So I think we've just seen basically his relationship with just one woman air to everybody. You know, if it didn't work out, I think he's totally got the potential to be a great husband. And I think it'll be entertaining. We maybe give him some variety and hopefully he chooses, but he's a sweetie.
See, I just feel like he went on Bachelor in Paradise, and if he was that brokenhearted about Becca, why even go? And then while he was there, he like, you know, told Tia no, that he didn't want to date her, then changed his mind, then changed his mind again, and that's where I get the game playing thing.
Yeah, I get it. I know, I get what you're saying. Like, I guess I could just say hopefully.
Okay.
But wait, you don't change your mind at all, Alex? You don't have different thoughts about things?
No, I do, and that's what people like have said to me on Twitter and stuff when when I shared my views on him, they were like, well, he's a human being. And I'm just like, okay, but for the purposes,
well, I don't care.
For the purposes of what that show is as The Bachelor, it's like you have to have a pretty clear and cut plan of, you know, finding your future wife. And I just am concerned that maybe he doesn't necessarily have that plan, but maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised.
And I mean, there's also the fact of editing. So there's maybe things that we don't see that he says that could make us much more understanding. I mean, we know how some people looked on Bachelorette versus Paradise.
True. Oh, yes. Well, yeah, Crystal. So Crystal's voice was different.
What do you mean, right? Voice was different?
On Ari's season, which, Jenna, you are on, Crystal had a very seductive sexual whisper voice. And then all of a sudden on Bachelor in Paradise, she comes on the island and it's gone. She sounds normal.
Did she get, like, kicked by a horse or something?
Well, a lot of fans brought that up, how weird she sounded on one season versus the other, but she seemed pretty normal to you?
She did, and she did talk a little bit about one thing. She said she had kind of a voice box issue, but the other thing, she did say, well, when I like someone, you know, this is my voice. And I'm like, hey, you know what? It's fine. I don't think anybody's even concerned about Crystal's voice. All they can talk about is my nasty little raspy voice. So I'm like, it's fine.
Oh my
Move
gosh.
Along, Crystal.
I think you are adorable.
I'll take the nasty voice in the black box.
You're by far my favorite, and someone I was not expecting to fall in love with on this season. And I've watched every single season of Bachelor in Paradise. It's my favorite out of the franchise. But I mean, your cute little sound you make when you kiss, and you always bite your tongue when you're like giggling. And I mean, you're like, can I just be you? I mean, and your the pink in your hair. What happened to that? Because I love that like blush pink you had in your hair when you came down the stairs the first day, but then it wasn't in there. So was it something that washed out?
No, it was permanent, but it just like, I think the Mexico sun and the water faded it. And I keep getting it redone. It's kind of in my roots still right now, but I know I was like, oh no, it's gone.
It looks so good. Well, now, to wrap this up, I know that you can't tell us whether or not you get engaged tonight or not, but whether or not you do or don't, do you think, just based on talking to producers at ABC and stuff, because I feel like everyone likes you and the fans like you, so do you think that they're going to try to incorporate you in some way, shape, or form on future seasons, whether it's televising your all's wedding if you're engaged, or just bringing you back to Bachelor in Paradise if you're not engaged?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I could see that happening, and I plan on staying in the franchise forever. I mean, they were such a big part of my life and such a transitional part of my life since I started on The Bachelor. I we're like a little fam, and I don't want to leave them. So, I mean, I'm sure there's future fun entertainment to be seen by all. I'm so excited.
Jenna Cooper, you can see her tonight in the season finale of Bachelor in Paradise, 8 o'clock on ABC. Thank you so much for coming on the Joe and Alex Show.
Of course. Thanks for having me. You guys are awesome.
Where can people find you on social media to keep up with you after the finale tonight, Jenna?
At Jenna Cooper Fit.
Thanks, Jenna.
Bye.
Bye-bye.